Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
The Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences, or simply the Economics Nobel, is a 54-year-old annual award given to extremely high achievers in the field of economics. Former Economic Nobel laureates include influential economists Friedrich Hayek, Milton Friedman, John Forbes Nash, and Alena Ostrom. Just four days ago, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced that American economists Ben Bernanke, Phil Diamond, and Philip H. Dybvig won the award for their research on banks and financial crises. But this has caused some controversy, with detractors online targeting Ben Bernanke, who oversaw the U.S. Federal Reserve's response to the global financial crisis. This is business as usual, and as always, we have Associate Professor of Economics Trent Smith from Te Whare Wānanga o Otago coming on to talk about Ben Bernanke and the Economics Nobel. Kia ora, Trent, how's it going?
Kia ora, Zach, I'm well, thanks.
Good, good. Now, given that the Economics Nobel has been given to economists like Milton Friedman, is the award still particularly prestigious or well-respected by the economist community in the current day?
good question. You know, I don't know that I know any economists who would turn it down, you know? It comes with, I think, $1 million and a trip to Stockholm for you and all your friends. I suppose still the answer is yes, you know, that this, the so-called economics Nobel is thought well of by economists for the most part. And that's partly because, like, to be awarded one, you have to have had success in the sense that you need to have published economics research that's been cited thousands of times, right? And no small feat. To the extent that it gets criticized within the economics profession, it's probably from those economists that sort of, think of themselves as outsiders, the so-called heterodox economists that that have sort of broken with mainstream thinking and kind of as a result don't really have a hope of being highly published and cited that way.
Some economists have argued that one of the laureates, Ben Bernanke, should not receive the Economic Nobel because of his role in the 2008 global financial crisis as head of the U.S. Federal Reserve, a role which these economists believe he wasn't suited for. He's also been criticized by the New York Times for effectively bailing out Wall Street and failing to foresee this crisis. How would you evaluate Bernanke's time as head of the U.S. Reserve?
I find myself on the side of the critics there. It's a little surprising, this award, actually, that Ben Bernanke would win the award for, obviously he is a highly cited economist, and the Nobel Committee cited his work on, he did historical research on the causes of the Great Depression, and in particular his view that, that essentially the banks needed to be bailed out, and, right? That banks needed to be capitalized to prevent the runs on banks that happened during the Great Depression. And he then applied that as chair of the Federal Reserve during the financial crisis, and he's definitely been criticized for the way that happened.
According to Al Jazeera, these laureates' research argue that the bailouts, despite being morally dubious, prevented more harm than the harm they caused. Do you think this is true?
You know, it depends what you're comparing against. I mean, there's a pretty old recipe for financial crises. Were not invented in 2008. There's a long history. Ever since we've had banks and financial systems, we've had periodic financial crises and bank failures. And the time-tested solution to that is to, when you have a banking crisis, is to temporarily nationalize the banks, right? Take them over, clean out the management, install new management, recapitalize the bank, and get them started again. And that's not what happened in the financial crisis. It was almost the worst of all worlds, the way that it was dealt with. They bailed out the banks, recapitalized them in a way that didn't actually stimulate the economy much, but made the bankers a whole pile of money.
Mm. I saw that online you were criticizing Bernanke for this, for once saying that he doesn't deny the importance of rationality in economic life, but that the best research strategy is to push the rationality postulate as far as it can go. Does this mean that Bernanke believes in the rational actor model, despite the evidence this may not be the best way to model economic behavior?
Yeah, that's kind of an atrocious quote. It's taken from a book Bernanke wrote that says that, you know, as you say, it says that, yes, sometimes people are irrational, but it's best to just ignore that and see how far rationality can take us in our economic model. And to be fair, Bernanke's he's a macroeconomist, right? And sort of, you kind of have to take that extreme rationalist approach to model the, you don't have to, but it's very much the mainstream to take that extreme rational actor view when you're modeling the macroeconomy, because it makes everything simpler, right? Mm. If you allow that people maybe don't have full information about what's happening in the economy, and allow that, you know, emotions or psychology might play a role in what happens in the macroeconomy, suddenly your model of the economy gets very complicated. You know, and I personally, I think it's the profession should go in that direction. But if Bernanke had done that, he probably wouldn't be winning the award this week.
Mm. In an article for the Wall Street Journal, Canadian-American economist David R. Henderson claimed that this award was for and by central bankers, as the Nobel Prize is funded by Sweden's central bank, adding that this year's award is an affirmation by central bankers of the value of central banking. Do you think there's much merit to this claim at all?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I do think there's something to that. The bank literally, so it's not a real Nobel Prize, right? The economic Nobel literally was sort of invented by the Bank of Sweden. And they've been criticized. The criticisms of the award, honestly, they mostly come from outside the economics profession, but they've very much been criticized in the past for choosing laureates whose research is more conservative, in the sense that it's maybe business friendly and bank friendly. Mm. And in response to that criticism, you've sort of seen them award some more left leaning scholars like Amartya Sen and Eleanor Ostrom. But still, you know, you see one like this where Bernanke takes it home, and it's hard not to think of that this is, you kind of do have to remember who's handing out this award.
Do you think Bernanke's actions in the 2008 global financial crisis by bailing out Wall Street, do you think this could happen again if the world economy does tumble and Wall Street needs another bailing out, that the U.S. Federal Reserve will do that once more? Or have they kind of learned a lesson?
I would hope not. I mean, I got to say, the economics profession, part of the reason this award surprises me, it's the economics profession and macroeconomics in particular, has been kind of evolving away from that conventional mainstream view, and especially since the COVID-19 pandemic and the response to it, it's become pretty clear that that austerity is, you know, probably a bad idea. You probably need fiscal spending, and you probably need the boost in fiscal spending to go towards those at the bottom, like it did during the pandemic. Mm. Giving all that money to the banks during the financial crisis essentially did nothing. They just sat on the money. It didn't induce them to give a lot more loans to extend credit, because that's not how banks operate.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.